bring us back and kicking off our 7 o'clock hour. Good morning, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 1071 and streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com and on our MyTalk app. Make sure you download that. If you missed our live shows, you can always listen to the broadcast a little bit later in podcast form. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and he goes by one name, Kenny. Yes. Kenny. Kenny, happy Friday, Alexa. Lulu. Coming up, I'm going to do what they call in the biz a deep tease. Coming up at 8:30, it's the most wonderful time of the week. Dawn McClain will review the blockbuster motion picture Love Affair with Warren Beatty and Annette Bening. I can't wait for that, Dawn. Can't wait for that.
You know, let me ask you right now. I want to fully discuss the movie and how I feel, I want to reveal the twist. I mean, it came out in 1994. Oh, yeah. I can do that, right?
Absolutely.
So if you want to watch this, you probably should. I hate to tell people to tune out, but come on.
No, you can do the twist. We have to. Okay. Kenny, Alexa, I don't know if you saw this, and Dawn, in the meeting that you got, that My Talk had a couple days ago, the Zoom meeting. But Kenny, I saw, I don't know if it was on your Twitter or Rookie's Twitter or whatever, I saw a screen grab of your other show, of all of you guys on Zoom, and it was, I laughed out loud. You guys look so, I don't know what the word is, but it's so casual and fun, like you, and you all look miserable. Like none of you, the screen grab of the show was, you all look like you would rather have somebody be tearing out your fingernails than doing what you're currently doing.
Yeah, absolutely. That I'm glad the photo. I don't even know what photo you're talking about.
I don't either. I want to see it.
Anytime there's a camera involved, that's how we all feel. I got into radio, Jason, because of the anonymity. I love being just a voice and not a face. And, oh, my God, there's cameras everywhere. And now when we do this podcast, 3 or 4 days out of the week, we're all on camera.
Yes.
And the digital department, I don't know what they're doing with it. I think they're putting it on Facebook or whatever. And
it was pretty fun to see, though, Kenny.
No, it's just, oh my God, my head is.
My you guys head were talking about beavers that one time. That was pretty funny.
My head is the size of a prize pumpkin. It's one of those pumpkins that takes like 4 guys and a tractor to get in the back of a truck. And I just see these giant power cheeks and this big sergeant snorkel head. And it's like, oh, man.
And then your beard.
Yeah, and the beard, it looks way grayer on camera than it does in my mirror. Yeah. And
get some Just for Men.
I've been tempted to, but all my girlfriends say don't.
It leaves some salt and pepper in there. It doesn't dye it completely black or something. It's actually, nobody would even notice except probably for you.
But you guys know what a pig I am. I see myself on camera, and then I have to start looking for chow mein hot dish in my beard to make sure I got it all out of there.
Comb it out. Sticky.
Yeah, we're not fans of the camera. I don't know how you can do it, Jason. I really don't. Much respect to all of you guys that can go on camera every single day. It's such a different world.
I just look at Megan Newquist.
That's our reality, too, that's coming here, too,
yes,
guys.
Yes, it
I
is,
think
Lex.
We're doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we tried it here a couple of weeks ago, but we used Zoom. And it was, remember that? But it was actually fun for me, because I haven't seen you, Lex, in so long. It was just a riot seeing you.
Yeah, that was fun. We should do that. It was really neat, Jason. I know that Stephanie did it with us, and you know, then we can all see each other, and it's really nice.
Absolutely, I'm not, well. Again, it's not much different than my life once I say goodbye to you, people.
I mean, maybe you don't want to be on camera.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Well, it was fun because it was just us, and so just to kind of see everyone, and know, you know, when someone's jumping in and someone else, you know, there's a little bit of a time lapse.
Kenny was smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
It was like a haze of Kenny. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's hot.
Dank. And that's what we've learned with the podcast is we get to use hand cues again, which really cleans up the sound of the broadcast. I know we're doing inside radio here, but it really makes for smoother transitions and segues when you can see each other.
Yeah. I'm down. Well, and that brings me to something that we have not talked about, and maybe you guys did while I was gone rescuing the Dar. But, you know, we got that email about Project Down and Dirty, and I'm really wondering what we're going to do.
Right.
I mean,
because it'll be the end of October, right?
Yes. So,
but they're going to have to make the announcement soon.
They're going to have to. And what are we doing? Like, I thought it was DOA. I thought it was not happening in any form. And then the moment I said that, then we get an email. We get an email. Hey, save these dates.
Uh-huh.
Well,
we know we're not going to be living with each other. We do know that. Really being even seeing each other in person.
So that's
what could it be? Maybe it's a big scavenger hunt. We have to look for stuff in our house or make a movie.
I can't stand scavenger hunts. Does anybody like scavenger hunts?
I love them. It's fun.
You do,
me
Dawn?
Too.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I can't stand them.
Jason. I'm with you.
I can't stand
them. I don't know if I should be whispering here.
She's not listening.
Email. I didn't get the email.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, I'll forward it right now to you.
Go ahead. Lex, can you forward that to Kenny? And then,
because I'm going to be moving and selling.
No,
and
you don't have to do Project Down and Dirty, Kenny.
Dawn.
Okay.
No, he doesn't.
Jason.
Oh, Dawn.
He's
Jason.
Never had to do it before.
Yeah, you're fine. Well, this is a new era.
Yeah, it's a new year.
It's a new year.
Jason, our future. Jason, our future. Our future together depends on this.
You're right. I know. I always have your back, but I would like you. I mean, but Kenny, if we have to do it, I mean, come on. I mean, just maybe make an appearance. Maybe be like Heather Locklear. Maybe just make a special guest appearance. You know,
Jason.
I know.
Jason.
Sorry, Kenny. I know. But it'd just be fun. But I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. I can't.
We're going to like it. Let's just say that. We're going to like it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We don't have to live with each other this year.
Yeah.
Brooke did say, because B. Arthur wouldn't. I honestly haven't talked to that woman. I don't even know if she still works here, if her office is still around. Brooke actually answered my email. And she goes, I swear you're going to love it. She didn't say like Alexis. She said love it. She said love it.
What kind of things would you love?
Moving to Key West? No.
That's it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe it's a virtual show or something.
Like a game show?
Maybe. Who knows what those loony birds are up to. Well, if you guys have any guesses, tweet us, My Talkers. You guys, maybe we have to make our own little independent adult movies.
Or a little TikToks.
Yeah, maybe.
Learn a dance routine.
No, not
you
that
hate
again.
That. No, yeah,
we
no,
would
no,
hate
no,
that.
Never
actually,
mind.
That's not it. No, that's not it. 7:13. When we come back, it's Passing Notes Friday right after.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor
from like the 70s or 80s.
This is your invitation to a totally new automotive experience. Cordova, the new small Chrysler. An automobile of beauty and harmony. An automobile of convenience and luxury. Yet surprisingly affordable. Cordova, the new small Chrysler.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
The new small Chrysler.
Cordova. Was that Ricardo Montalban?
That was my friend. Yes, a very famous Chrysler commercial from 1974. Narrated by Mr. Rourke himself and Khan. Ricardo Montalban, yes.
He didn't mention rich Corinthian leather, though.
Yes.
I was waiting for rich Corinthian leather.
I just love that the tagline, the new small Chrysler. Small. Yeah. Just in case you love Chrysler, but they're just too damn big. Here's the new one for you. Jason and Alexis in the morning. 7:19 is the time. Dawn is the master of ceremonies for this week's passing notes. Take it away, Dawn.
Well, I'm not sure what it's about. I do know it's from my friend Shannon, who she came from public school. And, you know, public school kids were always a little bit cooler than us because us Catholic school kids had just been sequestered for since, you know, kindergarten. And we were like, ooh, a public school girl. So here is passing notes today from my friend Shannon.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
She's back for her second and final note from the McLean High School Note Archives. Shannon Handworker.
Handworker? I hardly know her.
When we last met Ms. Handworker, she was having some issues with a couple of her classmates.
Hey, girly, what's up? Zero here. Well, except for the condom that just went flying across the room. Leave it to Joe and Dave.
Oh, Joe and Dave, always throwing stuff across the room. You know, I looked up Joe and Dave on Facebook to see what they're up to today. You won't believe what I found. Kevin?
Branson Dinner Theater presents An Evening with the Comedy Team of Joe and Dave. You ordered the scallops, but every night Joe and Dave are serving duck.
Hey, Dave!
Yeah, Joe?
Catch!
Did somebody order dessert?
We got a birthday at table 12.
Leave it to Joe and Dave to entertain you. Two shows nightly, Friday and Saturday, with a family-friendly Sunday brunch.
Anywho, Shannon's back, handworking as hard as ever. So here she is, playing Springfield High's Shannon Handworker. It's My Talk's Miss Shannon.
Skinny Minnie. Hi, how are you? Hopefully good. I know I'm supposed to be writing to you to tell you about Justin and I, but I have about a trillion questions for you.
Okay, quick pet peeve. I just want to get this out there. Uh-oh. I know grammarians drilled it into our heads to always use I instead of me. Like, you wouldn't say, Kenny and me are going to the dump to get drunk and shoot possums. You'd say Kenny and I are going to the dump to get drunk and shoot possums. Because if you took Kenny out of the sentence, you'd never say, me is going to the dump to get drunk and shoot possums. So, my advice to you, and this is coming from someone who had to go to summer school for failing 10th grade English in 1987. Before saying or writing something like,
I know I'm supposed to be writing to you to tell you about Justin and I,
take the other person out of it and see how it sounds. You'd never say, I want to tell you about I. You'd say me, right? Quick pro tip from passing notes. Anyway, carry on, Shannon.
We have grown so far apart and we're both so busy with other things. I feel like I haven't talked to you in ages. I want to know how Alexis Rose is.
That's Dawn's baby girl.
And how you and Maddie are doing.
That's Dawn's senior high bestie, even though we've never heard his name come up in a note during the 14 and a half years we've been doing this bit.
And if you're still working.
Handworking, perhaps.
And how are you doing? I want to know everything. I really miss our friendship. We should get together one day or night so we can catch up on everything. Well, here's the scoop on Justin and I. First of all, he's sort of a dork, for lack of better words. That's all I could think to call him. At first, everything was going great, and we got along great. But in my opinion, things got too serious, too fast.
In his defense, he is a high school boy, and your name is Handworker.
I think he automatically thought we were a couple, when that isn't what I had in mind at all. At the beginning, I had other interests, but since everyone thought we were so serious, I kind of fell into that routine. Does that make sense? I could probably explain better if I was talking to you instead of writing. Also, he kisses my ass too much. He apologizes more than anyone I know. He's a really nice person to me, but he's too nice. Also, I'm sick of his and his friends' attitudes. I'm sick of his attitude towards people at school and the rude comments they make about everything and everyone. And you know me, I'm not used to be...
Yeah, that's how the note ended. Just like that. In mid-sentence. No signature, no oops, I gotta go, no I think Dr. Nail caught me writing this note and now I need to face the consequences.
Dr. Nail.
When all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
I'm gonna put on my Columbo trench coat here and deduce that one of two things happened here. A, dorky boyfriend Justin's bad attitude reared its ugly head.
I'm sorry.
Or...
Hey, Dave!
Yeah, Joe?
Look up! A word in this unabridged Oxford English dictionary.
Ow! Oh.
Whoopsie doodles. That concludes tonight's show with Joe and Dave. Exit through the gift shop. Sorry, no refunds. And get well soon, Shannon Handworker. Handworker? I hardly know her.
Oh, God.
Good night, Branson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. One of my favorites. One of my favorites. Wow. One of my favorites.
Excellent.
Whoopsie doodle, X. And if you want a weekend excursion with Rocco and Kenny shooting possums, email us at the show.
It's the dog. Right. Getting drunk. Yeah.
Shooting possums.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Way to put a whole bunch of different from other letters and Mr. Nail. Yeah. And, like, he just, that was a full circle.
It was.
That was a, Lex, that was a Lion King moment, right? That was the circle of life.
It was a circle of life.
all together. When we get 7:26, when we come back, Alexis will tell us what we can expect from this Sunday's Emmy Awards, because Molly, it's going to it's going to be different, girl. Uh-huh. Plus, you watched Cuties, that controversial documentary. Uh-huh.
Yes, I did.
I want to know about that, and so do you, my talker, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be back after these words.
This is going to sound weird.
Alexis, out of context.
Oh, suddenly feeling a little nauseous, trying to locate that on the beaver.
Did that just sound dirty? Because that's not how I meant it.
This has been Alexis Out of Context.
She's trying to locate it on the beaver, everyone. Just, I don't know
where
everyone,
is it?
I don't know if everyone heard that correctly. But she's trying to locate something on the beaver.
Don't worry. I've been looking for years, Lex. I have no idea.
No. Oh, no.
Please. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, let us know how that turns out, Lex, okay?
All right. Still looking, guys.
That's great.
Yeah.
7:32, Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 on this Friday, September 18th, 2020, live on demand and streaming as always. Lex, the Emmys this Sunday, totally forgot that it was this Sunday, hosted, I was just like, whoops, it's Sunday.
That's happening.
Yeah. Kimmel's hosting. What do we know?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's hosting, and of course, it's going to look very different this year because of COVID. There'll be no pre-show with the red carpet fashions. Everyone will be at home. Jimmy Kimmel will be at the Staples Center in L.A. by himself, essentially. There will be a small team, of course. Mm-hmm. No nominees, no audience. 125 awards will just magically appear at the homes of those nominated. And not magically, of course. You know, someone has, there's a team of deliveries and, you know, getting them to the right people.
From Uber Eats. Pretty much.
See, if the person sees an Uber Eats van outside of their house,
you want an Emmy. And a chalupa.
Yes. Oh, man.
Everyone who has been nominated will get a box, so it will be... You know, if they win or not, that's pretty cool, right?
Oh.
So all of the hopefuls will get a delivery, whether there's a statue in there or not.
What's in there if there isn't nothing?
No, then I don't know what they're going to put in there as a replacement. I guess that will be part of the fun.
That poop emoji.
Yeah. and there's, the stars will be spread among 20 different cities, including London, Toronto, Tel Aviv. So that is quite a... map of where they're going, but they're going to be using laptops, cameras, ring lights, microphones, all sent by the Academy.
Oh.
So that
ring lights
is part
from the Academy, Lex. That's now that's exciting.
It's going to be a good one too. Not when you get off of Amazon for $30.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Although that's a pretty quality ring light. $30 one.
Yeah, they're pretty decent. They're pretty
yeah.
decent.
Oh gosh.
And then the Emmys also promises special appearances by Oprah, Gabrielle Union, Lin-Manuel Miranda, among others. So that's what we can look forward to. I am really excited for the Emmys. I cannot wait to see how they do this.
Me too.
Will the nominees be dressed up? What room will they choose to broadcast from? Will their lighting be crazy? Are they going to have great makeup? Jimmy Kimmel's so great on his feet. So he's going to have really funny moments. He actually hopes for some stumbling because it makes for a more interesting broadcast. Yeah.
I, you know who I want to watch, and this is the nerd coming out in me, and I know the four of us and my talkers, you're so in tune with how we do this business, you will too. I want to watch the director of this broadcast.
Yeah.
I want to be in that control room and see how she or he manages the orchestra that will be the 100+ cameras. That is going to be fascinating to watch.
Will everyone's Wi-Fi be strong enough?
Oh,
yeah, seriously.
That's funny because I was watching the Fast Times at Ridgemont High live thing with Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel, Shia LaBeouf, Ray Liotta, Morgan Freeman. More than that. And I'm like, oh, Matthew McConaughey. His internet isn't very good. It's kind of foggy. Celebrities are just like us. Some of them have.
No, they're not, Don. No, they're not.
You know what's funny about that, Don? Kimmel was just, I referenced this yesterday, was on Stern.
Yeah.
And he talked about the fact that ABC has been really good about getting Jimmy. ABC/Disney called Verizon on his behalf and said, we need a dedicated line for Jimmy Kimmel live.
Yeah.
And can you get it? So they handled it. Well, Kimmel and Stern were talking about, I guess Seth Meyers was on Stern a couple weeks ago and said that NBC was basically like, you're on your own, girl. And Seth was bitching about his bosses at the Peacock, how his internet kept going out, and NBC really didn't care that much that Late Night with Seth Meyers wasn't really being delivered. like Seth is like, I was doing it basically by myself.
Wow.
So just when we feel bad sometimes about stuff, just know it happens on the network level as well.
Well, because I watched some clips from his show, and I think he's in his attic just to get the best reception. Yeah.
Well, now he's back, but Stern was like, Kimmel said that he called Seth to commiserate. Jimmy's like, sorry to tell you, Seth, but Mickey Mouse has been treating me pretty well. Mickey Mouse called Verizon on my behalf and literally got a dedicated line.
Wow.
But think about it. I mean, all of these shows that are delivered now via the internet, including the Emmys. And Kimmel said that he's run into problems where his bookers have had to tell guests to not have their kids on the internet while they're on the talk show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness. And no, what just made me think of it, Donna, is when you said that some of the people on that thing didn't have good internet.
Yeah, some of them got a little foggy at times. If you did not get a chance to see it, I thought I was just going to watch 10 minutes just to check it out. I watched the whole hour. Shia LaBeouf as Spicoli is freaking amazing. Sean Penn is there just laughing at his performance. Like, it was so cute, you guys. You go to Core on Facebook.
Core,
that is Sean. Sean Penn's charity to help with COVID-19 responses and get testing for more people and it looks like they've raised $62,000 so far, but it's an hour long. So they just took sections from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and John Legend's in it. Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Dane Cook plays a part. A bunch of other Henry Golding. It was just really, really fun. I would check it out.
Awesome. Shia LaBeouf is a standout. You know, he's my fave.
Oh, my God. Alexis, you're going to die.
I love him.
Because he's doing it from his car. He's so weird. He, like, was in his garage and yes. doing it in his car, and he was smoking, and, like, he actually looked high. And I'm not sure if he was or not, but he was acting it out. Everyone else sat down. Like, Brad Pitt would put on different hats and stuff. But Shia LaBeouf was, like... I think he memorized it, and he was like, he was like, this is so good. As Spicoli, it was just great.
He commits.
He was amazing. Dude. And just to see Sean Penn was so delighted at his performance. The one thing I will say is that it did seem like, as I was watching it, I'm like, you know what? I think this is recorded. Because there were moments when it would go back, it would pan. It was just too perfect. Yeah. And like, you know, like Matthew McConaughey was... I think they did it all in one take, but I think somebody went through and chopped and edited perfectly, because like Matthew McConaughey would be sitting down, it would flash to somebody else, and then within one moment he would be standing up, or it just seemed a little bit too perfect. But that's fine. It was really fun.
That's probably what we want to see anyway, right?
Yeah, it was
we
really
saw them
fun.
Like standing up and messing up, and
just to hear Morgan Freeman say dirty words, because he was the voice of God. He was the narrator, so he was reading all of the action lines and describe, you know, the descriptions in a script.
Fun.
And, oh, gosh.
See, I just saw so many of my friends posting about it. Lori and Julia posted about it. I want to see it. But
yeah, it's really good. I'd check it out this weekend.
That and the Emmys. I'm with you, Lex. I want to see how Sunday. They pull this off. I really do. Because Jimmy's like, I don't want this to seem like a big, giant, boring Zoom meeting.
Right. Oh, and we'll also get some behind-the-scenes dish for my brother, because, you know, he works the Emmys.
Yeah.
And usually he's right on the red carpet, because he helps with the AP images. But this year they're doing something very different, and curious to see how that goes, because all the pub pictures will be from the stars' homes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, I can't wait. Just because I like stuff like this. How are they going to pull this off? Mm-hmm. So, coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, as we teased, Alexis watched that controversial Cuties documentary on Netflix. We'll talk about that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But when we come back, a little TVTRL to get you in a better mood on this Friday. Stay with us.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Key change. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis.
You thought it was over? Nope, that's just a key change.
That's just a key change. Live streaming and on demand. It's Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm iTalk1071. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. 7:47 is the time. Thank you for being here. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour at the very top, Alexis will give us the details on Cuties. Is it so cute? Plus, little thing for the nerds, Dawn ordered something. Ordered something. Yes. So we'll talk about all of that coming up
it's an investment.
I saw it. I saw what you ordered. I was very excited for you. So
ooh, is it a Hooters mask?
Well, no, that's what I ordered, Lex. That's what I ordered. let's get it right, Lex. That's what
okay. Yeah. I just see a kid in that. Yeah, yep. That's what is that about?
I don't think people can handle that many Hooters with me, you know?
You know what? Let me just tell that story actually right now, Lex, because is nuts. So there was drama. I forgot where it was. It doesn't really matter where it was, but these parents sent their kid, their fifth grader, to school wearing a Hooters mask.
Oh my gosh.
And somehow, oh my goodness, the parents were shocked that the kid was sent home, or the mask was banned by the school. And golly gee willikers, the father just couldn't understand why. Here's a little bit of their actual They were interviewed by the local news. This is not a joke, everyone. This is real. This is America.
There is nothing offensive or derogatory about this mask.
I don't think it's offensive at all. It's just a restaurant. And she said it was not appropriate for school. And I asked her why, and she said, if you really want to know why, go ask the principal. He told me to take it off 3 times, and I asked him why. He just said, just take it off, so I took it off.
We go there as a family. We eat there. I mean, our favorite thing there is what, the chocolate cake?
Oh, whatever! Our favorite thing at Hooters is the chocolate cake, Dad? No! Your favorite thing at Hooters is server Brittany's boobies. Come on!
Because that's what we're complaining about now.
I just can't figure out why Mrs. Livingston had a problem with little Timmy's Hooters mask. Oh my goodness, we are doomed.
There's one thing to teach your kid to speak up for themselves and believe in their own convictions, but then there's another thing, which is this is not it.
No,
this is I am never going to respect authority, and you might not be able to hold down a job for the rest of your life because your parents are idiots. I don't want to follow any rules. Everything I do is perfect.
I want to hear you say your parents are idiots in that soothing radio voice.
Don, do that in the soothing radio.
Let me play
7 o'clock, friends. This was a classic commercial we played earlier, and we were noticing how soothing this announcer is. Listen to this, and then Dawn will imitate.
Get a Mayor McCheese glass this week at participating McDonald's in Chicagoland. Order a medium soft drink in a McDonald's line glass, 49 cents plus tax, and keep the glass.
That's right, you keep the glass. Dawn, please take it away.
Get your resume ready because your parents didn't teach you to respect authority, and you'll have 17 jobs by the time you're 18.
I want you to talk in that voice forevermore, Dawn. That's so awesome.
Oh, Dawn, that's fantastic. Oh, God. Get your resume ready, kid. Because you don't respect authority. Well, I was even surprised.
Wow.
I won't call out the relative, but we had a relative that went to their place of education wearing a political mask, and I was like, "Wow, you're really brave!" Because it's just like I didn't think that kind of thing was allowed. But I don't know. It's just so funny to me. More than that. Why the dad can't figure out what we just like the chocolate cake there.
Oh my gosh. And kids, give him a little puppy mask or something. A blue one.
Yeah.
I know. Dad, why can't I wear the Hooters mask? What's Hooters? Well, it's
all the
a place
other kids.
Where scantily clad women serve you chicken wings, little Timmy.
Oh gosh.
But we love the chocolate cake as a family. Oh, it's so funny. The relative.
I didn't know they had that there.
Yeah, I didn't know about the chocolate cake. The relative with the mask just tweeted me a lot of laughy faces. I know. It's so funny. It's just, I don't know. I love you. I love you, sweetie. No. Coming up on 7:53, let's do a theme or two. Here we go.
Welcome to TVTRL, Television Totally Request Live, with Jason Lex. Here's Jace.
I would also like to point out, I could see this relative also wearing the Hooters mask, because it would be hysterical, but this person's quite a bit older than the fifth grader in question. Okay, get ready to laugh, get ready to sing along to some classic TV themes to get you in the mood for the weekend. We're going to celebrate great single mothers, because this is a classic from the 70s. It's Alice, everyone.
Early to rise. Early to bed, and in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
she did stay a while, about 9 seasons she stayed in Phoenix. One more. It's Family Ties, everyone.
Yes. I bet we've been together for 1,000,000 years.
And I bet we'll be together for 1,000,000 more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? And there ain't no nothing we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby, without us?
Here comes my favorite part.
Sha-la-la.
So good. Denise Williams and Johnny Mathis. TVTRL, everyone. When we come back, Alexis watched that controversial documentary, Cuties. And if you're not sure why it's controversial, Alexis will tell you. Plus, Dawn has scored something big. Something very big. What is it? You'll find out. And a happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Tammy. I love you. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us.